The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that plants can talk? Well, at least to each other. When sagebrush is damaged by insects, it broadcasts the predator's presence by releasing odors into the air. Other sagebrush pick up on the smells from their wounded brethren and get their defenses going. Turns out, wild tobacco plants eavesdrop on these signals. The tobacco uses the knowledge to fortify its own defenses. Then it waits to deploy the arsenal if and only if the insect attacks. By holding off on deployment, the tobacco retains vital energy for other important tasks. You see, the proteins and chemicals used for defense contain nitrogen and carbon, which are also needed to produce seeds. It's a classic guns versus butter trade-off. By priming its defense response, the plant is not investing resources before it's actually attacked. This could be a crucial mechanism of plant-to-plant communication. Scientists say that most plant communication is for warning purposes. For me, I can't help but think, if one plant talked to another, wouldn't the second one just say, "Holy cow, a talking plant!"
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.